I'm at Birmingham Science Park at the moment, and I've just come across an interesting sort of facility here, which is called the Incubator, and we're sat on sofas outside, and I'm sat here with Simon Jenner.
That's right.
Yeah. And Simon, you're the head of...
Yeah, head of incubation.
Head of incubation.
Glorious title. Oh. I look after all the mad entrepreneurs that are setting up businesses. So we've got about 20 teams, as we call
right.
them, of entrepreneurs doing tech businesses,
right.
running from games through to kind of web services.
Right. So do you get people just from Birmingham coming here?
No, we've got actually people from all over the world. We take from all over the world, and we've got, at the moment, we've got three international teams in. We've got an Indian team, an Estonian team, and a Romanian team.
Gosh, see, often when people talk about programming and coding and tech, people don't often think of those particular countries. Is it Estonia and
Romania and India? Yeah.
And why do you think it is that this?
I mean, these guys are scary. Particularly the Romanian guys. They've been programming since they were sort of, you know, five or six. They have, it's built into the curriculum. They have coding competitions. You know, we've got some Romanian national coding winners in some of the teams. So, you know, they're taught from a very young age to just program. They're amazing, leaps and bounds ahead of our UK programmers.
And what sort of talents have they got? These are they a mixture of boys and girls, or lads?
Mostly boys.
Yeah,
Still attracting mostly boys, particularly into the programming side of things. But they're coming in with just massive experience in programming because they've been doing it so long. It's just inbuilt into them. Whereas a lot of our UK counterparts are coming out of university with less skills than these guys have got, coming out of school.
And I'm just looking at your face, you seem a bit worried about that.
Because, if the UK wants to keep up with the tech, then we have to start young.
Right.
We have to start young with programming and build it into curriculums and just make people want to have that passion around programming. Because at the moment, there's a massive shortage in the UK of programmers. All the teams that we talk to says, do you know where there's some good programmers? And we go, yeah, Romania.
So why are the Romanians coming here to Birmingham then? What's the attraction to them?
I suppose the attraction for them is that still in Europe, the UK and London and increasingly Birmingham are the sort of hub of the tech scene. And access to the finance and investment comes from the UK. So we're still seen as the place to go to. But increasingly we're finding that, you know, lots of UK companies are outsourcing their programming back to Romania.
Right.
So they might end up having a sales front here, but a lot of the development will be done in Romania.
And you think part of this is because they've got such a strong sort of heritage there in programming in schools and competitions?
It's exactly that.
Are you doing anything here yourself to try and get children involved in... teenagers.
We're starting to look to. There's some great research that says, you only need to do a couple of hours with children and graduates, etc., and talk to them about entrepreneurship and talk to them about these things, and they want to get involved. So we're starting to look at doing those things. I think it's still early days, but increasingly we're working with Lego to try and run some events around Lego and get kids interested in technology in that way.
Have you had any experience of any hack days or anything like that?
Yep, we've just done a 48-hour hack day where we got children to come up with the ideas for that from some of the local schools. I think we had about 200 applications.
200?
Like that. Yeah,
wow.
Amazing.
And was there an outcome?
Yeah, there was. It's Whack-A-Cake. I think whackacake.com is the game that was produced by the guys in the incubator. Took that idea from the kids, and 48 hours later they came up with a game.
And is this a game that they're going to sell, make a profit from it?
It's for children in need.
Wow.
So all donations go to children in need.
So... how long did this take? Was this a couple of hours or something?
No, this was proper 48 hours, no sleep. There was about 20, 25 people working on it for 48 hours, and come Sunday night, they looked like they'd been up for 48 hours.
But at least they'll know now that some good...
Exactly. It's early days, but it's starting to trickle in, the money coming from it, and...
If people search online for Whack a Cake, but with a WH, like to whack a cake.
Exactly, whackacake.com.
And they can download it and it'll raise money for children in need.
Exactly.
Right, Simon, thank you so much for talking to me.
No problem. My pleasure.